Now, I want you to just be with me this morning. By God's grace and His glory, I'm being meticulous about the things I'm preaching to us from the beginning of this year. And I want us to have that, reckon that. When you start a new year, is an opportunity. Like I said to Ross, that's why I said I like people born in January, then February too. A new year gives you an opportunity to begin again. I said that to Ross. That is the blessing of a calendar year. I said to Ross last year that God does not work with calendar year in eternity, but He's giving us a calendar year because of some of these things, so that you can begin again. The previous year, disappointments, some successes, you want to reverse the disappointments, or you want to build, you know, on the successes. That's why we have a new year. And so it gives you opportunity to begin again, and then it gives an opportunity to reset, you know, to reset. And I'm deliberate to help us, especially in those two areas I've mentioned. You know, so that a new year will not be like previous years. You have a new opportunity. You know, the Bible says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So, in a new year that you have an opportunity to witness, you can re-strategize deliberately based on instruction. You can adjust deliberately based on instruction. You can set goals based on instruction, you know, scriptural instructions, and you can be accountable. I talked so much about accountability, you know, last week. So I'm being deliberate by leading to put these thoughts together. And I don't want us to miss it. You know, I want us to, probably by training, I'm a deliberate person. Do you understand? I do, and those of you that I talk to, you know that that's where I am. I'm deliberate when I'm talking to you. And whether it is hard or soft, whether you like it or you don't like it, you will know that this is what pastor is talking about. You know? And then when I say, let's see, you should know that serious talk. That is the way I was trained. And in preaching, that's the way I preach. In teaching, that's the way I teach. You know, I don't just do like this and do like this. And that's, I need to say that so that if you are not deliberate in listening, you can adjust, you can reset. And when I finished that series last week, I hope some of us, I wish all of us, but I hope some of us followed my instruction to say, go back and download that series and listen to them as a message. It will help you. You sit down, get like 2-3 hours, and listen to all of them as a message. You find out that it looks like you haven't heard some of those things if you tried it. I know Brian does that a lot, you know. So if you haven't, please go and do it. So all those messages, listen to them as one. And then you can jot afresh some of the instruction. It will help you. It will help you. And that's the way to start your year. And I mean it. That's the way to start your year. You start your year with words as building blocks. And I really wish that some of us have started building. Because January is done. That is 2025 minus one. So I hope you started building. I hope we started reading God's word. I said to us, you build using the word. And the only way you can carry block 9 inches. Not to carry 6 inches is to have the right words, to have God's word. Sweet words will not build your world. Nice rhythm will not build your world. Assurance confession will not build your world. Motivational speaking will not build your world. It is the word of God, word of God, that will build your world. And that is why you do well to know. And that's why I was telling us on Tuesday, if you attended, I want to beg you. I can command you, but I want to beg you. Attend midweek services. Whatever is going to take you, attend midweek services. It's likely I will start a series on Moses on Tuesday, and I want to be part of it. It might be up to 14 weeks. I don't know whether I'll be able to do the 14 weeks at a stretch because of my own program too. But I'm likely to start. But come. Come. The word of God has blessed me tremendously. I don't know much, but this word has blessed my life tremendously. I can tell you, I'm a product of faith in the word of God, confession of the word of God, and taking to the word of God. You know, that was what all I had. I gave my life to Christ when I was in CAC. CAC, there was no opportunity. CAC, they do more of prayer. You know, especially my own branch. They do more prayer. So, and that's why for me, I didn't speak in tongues until 1 year after I gave my life to Christ. It was because of the environment. I didn't have somebody. All this you are having is a major, major opportunity. I didn't have. So, the day I spoke in tongues in government college, I was speaking in tongues almost for 1 week because Rumba mi kwe koma Lord disappear. I didn't know that I was coming from the belly. Do you understand? So I would just wake up. I go, Oyiwambe, hallelujah. Do you understand? And shiguriguri. Because I thought it would disappear. Because I didn't have opportunity. So when I got to government college, that was when I was exposed to the word of God. You know, colleagues, people that know more than us, you know, and I found out that hearing is life. Hearing is success. I won battles of life, not putting my head under anybody. Word. What does it say? We confess it. We say it. We confess it. Do you understand? We study. We look into it. When I had to rewrite my exams, you know, in my room, in UI, it was only in 100 level. I lived in Kuti Hall. I'm a Kutite nobleman. That's the hall of noblemen. I'm not in Zik. Zik is the hall of, you know, but noblemen, Kuti. But 200 level, I was living in quarter. So when I had to do my exam again, I failed. I had to repeat. I won by the word and through the word. I put God's word in all my rooms like this. So when I turn left, it's God's word that I will confess. When I turn right, I pasted it on the wall because it was battle. If I failed, I'd be rusticated. So I must not fail. So I won through the word because King Moka, LAKG, the only thing is that I knew more. I knew better. Do you understand that? You know? But I won through God's word. When I was doing my viva, biochemistry, I met this man, I don't want to call his name, a professor, very mean man. Very mean. And he asked me all the questions. I couldn't answer anyone. He said, you can go. I said, sir, have mercy on me. I'm serious. I quoted the scripture. Because you know what it is. When you are facing the world, I can't fail. They knew me as pastor. Do you understand? Facing the world. So I set a question for myself and I answered it. Mercy. And I said to the man what mercy was. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I'm serious. Because Viva, if you pass every other aspect and exam, you fail Viva, you are done for. When the result came out, I passed. So I can say anytime that I want through the word of God. And I've said that so much, so that I want you to see that your life depends on it. Your success depends on it. Your survival depends on it. Your lifting depends on it. And you can do that this year. We can do it together. I said on Tuesday, I'm going to read this Bible twice. Ask me December 31st. And say, Pastor, did you keep your promise? So hold me accountable. And I said to Ross on Tuesday, you too, talk to somebody. Hey, come on, my sorrow. Yeah, style, lesson, and you be. Don't be talking about shoe types. Hey, sorrow, no, no, man. Do you understand that? I said, sis, I like the way you're looking. I like that red frame. You know, what are you reading in the Bible? And then you gyrate. And say, my new glasses is helping me. You know, I've read Titus, I've read 1 Timothy, I've read 2 Timothy. Do you understand that? Let's be tired of seeing one another and then just telling stories alone. Or come on, parija. You know? Or, any can wo mi ko wo mi da da. Any can wo mi o ko mi da ti sale ko mi doke bi ba tolo onko she da mi. Eja fi bobo yen le for some while. Word, when you meet, how are you, brother? High five. Do you understand? Where are you in the Bible? How far have you read? Then, the person when he's coming next time, he will know that, so he would read something. And if you see somebody that is avoiding you, they understand that. So please, I want that to be our focus. I want that to be our focus. And when you sit with it, you will hear the fruit thereby. I can promise you. You will hear the fruit thereby. So be deliberate. So what I want to do this morning is to do a second leg of starting your year with the word. And what I want to preach very briefly on this morning is make your life count. I want to talk about service. You see, the two legs of blessing is doing the word and serving the Lord. Let me give you an example. You follow me. You enter into a store. Everything that you want is in a store. You enter into a supermarket. You know, you left your house and you want to buy this, you want to buy that. And listen, in the super mall, anything that you want to buy, you can get in there. Anything. But what you will get depends on your pocket, isn't it? So if you went in and then you came out with just a nylon bag, did you buy everything that is in the store? You bought what your money can afford. So we can have four people coming out of a store. One is pushing a trolley. One is carrying a shopping bag. In fact, somebody is coming empty-handed. And some can come with a small bag. Now, the store has everything that you want. But what determines what you get from the store is the size of your pocket. Now, imagine you now go into a store and then you are moving from one material to the other. You are moving from one item to the other. And on each of the item, you see the price tag. And the price tag that you see on each of the item is service. You go, you want to buy a size 14 skirt, service. You want to buy a pair of shoe, 45, service. I want to submit to you that in the things of the Spirit, the price tag on the things you want is service. He said, Pastor, where did you get that? It's in the book of Matthew. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. That means, simply put, if I want to use 2025 translation, everything that you want, the price tag on it is service. That's what that scripture says, Matthew 6:33. Anything that you want. So, we've spoken about building your world with your words. So, we are saying how to building block service. Let me read two places from the scriptures to push this further. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. It's more or less like instructions I want to give you this morning, actually. And then we take communion, we renew our dedication to God, and then we'll be ready to go. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. I'll read under, please, Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. Acts 13. 36. He says here, for David, and I like this, and I want to encourage you, please underline it. For David, see what the Bible says of him. After he had served, and you need to underline that. After he had served, not after he has built houses, bought cars, not after he has answered prayers, not after he had a good family. The Bible says that after he had served, not his family, not his father or mother, not himself, he served a generation. What a life. By the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. I want you to know this morning that we are all creation of purpose. Everybody seated here. God made you deliberately. You are not an accidental delivery. You are not born by mistake. Even coming to Nigeria is not a mistake. I know some of you say, You know, some of us, even parents, we struggle to go abroad to deliver so that our children will have nationality of the US or the UK. But I want you to know this morning that your delivery, the place of your birth, the state of your birth, the time of your birth, they are all orchestrated divinely. Jesus' birth was divine. You know that Jesus will be moved from Nazareth, will be moved to a place, and each time, the Bible says, as been said by the prophets. So, Joseph will move him. What was pushing the moving, listen, was not what was happening. What was happening had to happen so that the world would be fulfilled. The king had to say, kill all the firstborn. Not because he wanted to say it, but because it's been said in the Bible that Jesus will grow in a place. So something must happen so that the world will be fulfilled. Our lives happened so that the word of God can be fulfilled. Our destiny happened so that the word of the Lord will be fulfilled. I know, except I have the word of knowledge. I can be specific. But generally, as a medical doctor, I can say that I know some people are seated there this morning. Your mom tried to abort you. They failed. I've seen that before. We've seen children that the mom tried everything. Everything. So, our birth was orchestrated by God. Our parents were just vehicles. God had a purpose. And so, he got a woman that will carry you. That's the first thing I want you to know. So, you are a special being. You are created for a reason. Your life is not an accident. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If your life were not an accident, then God is in the business of taking care of you. He's in the business of answering all your questions. He's in the business of getting you to where he wants you to be in life. You know, the Bible says, David, having served his generation by the will of God. Not by his own will. Not by his own will. So you were born to carry out the will of God. Or let me put it in another way. The purpose of God or your destiny is greater than your own self-satisfaction. Is greater than your family satisfaction. You know that most of the time, we zero down our lives about us. If I'm trusting God for something, I haven't gotten it, then it will determine my relationship with God, whether I will serve him, whether I will not serve him. If you want a change and you haven't seen it, some will abandon church. I want you to know this morning, that the purpose of God for your life is way beyond your personal ambition. It's way beyond your life. You know, some of us say, Pastor is my life. No! The purpose of God is greater than Pastor is your life. It is not. I want to say to you that the purpose of God is way beyond even your joy, your personal happiness. I want to do whatever make me happy. No! The purpose of God is much more than that. And it's critical for you to know that. It's greater than your peace of mind. You know, that some of us say, I want my space. Purpose of God is greater than I want my peace. Purpose of God about your life is running errand for God. That's another way I can put it. When you are running errand, you have no opinion. You have no say about it. God has called you to run an errand. God had called you to deliver a message. Can you remember Prophet Jonah? God called him to deliver a message. He said, God, why should you be kind to those wicked people? Why do you want me to carry a message of grace, a message of hope to them? Don't you know that you should destroy them? Don't you know that, you know, you should end the country, the city? And God said, what thing concerns you? You are a messenger. A messenger does not deliver his message. A messenger delivers the message of who has sent you. And because of that, he was going to rebellion. He was going to rebel against, you know, the purpose of God. And God said, fish, swallow him. I hope that some of us are not in the belly of waste as I speak. I really hope. Or probably this message will make the way to spew you out. You are a creation of God's purpose. And that purpose you have to fulfill. You don't have a choice. That purpose you must carry out. He said, right from the womb, I've separated you. Can you look at yourself and say, me? Whatever is happening to you, you've been separated by God. Whether you feel cool, whether you don't feel cool about it, your condition, your situation, what God wants you to do is beyond what you want God to do for you. The errand that God wants you to deliver is way beyond. And I want you to know in Acts chapter 13 that we read there, that at the end of the day, our life will be measured. Vis-a-vis the purpose we are supposed to deliver. Our lives will be measured. Some of us, preeminence is based on your secular life. Some of you, your priority is your personal life. Some of you, your priority can be your education, which is good. You must succeed. But I want you to know that on the day of accountability, your life will not be measured by how well you succeed in your place of work. Your life will not be measured by the number of certificates you carry, or your income, or your worldly achievements. The Bible says, for David, after he had served, your life will be measured by service. That's how your life will be measured. And that day of accountability, you won't be able to go back and say, excuse me, I didn't know that this is the way my life will be measured. Let me go and live my life again. You know, the rich man tried to do that. He said, can I go back? Or you send prophets to my family. But God said, you are Pastor Shola, he's been preaching. He's been teaching. So I don't need to send an angel. I don't need to send anybody from heaven. The Pastor Shola, let your family listen. For you it's late. Because if we are not careful, the day that you wake up to say, I want to begin to serve, you are weak already. The day you realize that, oh, I must run the 100 meter sprints, you find out you don't have that energy again. And that's why you need to listen to. When you want your life to amount to anything significant in the kingdom, learn to serve. In service are all other blessings. Let me tell you what service will do. Service will build trust between God and you. If you are not a servant, God cannot trust you with blessing. If you are not a servant, God cannot trust you with money. If you are not a servant, God will not trust you with children. If you are not a servant, God will not trust you with a husband or a wife. Service builds trust between God and you. You say, this one is my servant. He's learned the heart of humility. Some of us that are seated here, you haven't moved to the next level because it will be dangerous when you get to that level. You become proud. Pastor will not be able to reach you again. You know, sometimes I talk to people around me, I want mommy, Bobo. Manny, now you don't have anything. You are talking like this, you are behaving like this. Ah. When you have something, phone number, I mean, oh, are you okay? Ramos or Smith, how are you joining the Limons or Pastor? I'm okay. If I'm okay, drink, don't look. Okay, I'm serious. You've never met those people before? You know what the Yoruba people say? Turn your Bibles, you see there. In Acts chapter 33, verse 6, he said, "Well," some people are writing at 33. Please write it and check it at home. Be like sons of Berean Christians. Go and check it. Acts, Proverbs 33, verse 6. He said, when money is not in people's hand, now somebody else's behavior they use. Ti owo ba si lo we eyan, iwo ni wa ni won wu. And that is why, listen, ladies and gentlemen, God in promoting us, the intention of God in promotion is for you to be profitable for his kingdom. Did you get that? When God gives you money, God did not give you money with an intention so that you can buy houses, you can buy cars, you can travel anytime you want. Mm-mm. That is secondary in God blessing you. The primary in God blessing you is so that you can bless others. And so when God sees that you will not bless others, he will not give you that money. God will not give you a blessing that will kill you, except he does not love you. You know the way I say it? When the Lord does not love somebody, he gives you a free fall. Do you know the meaning of a free fall? When you come to church, nobody will say, welcome. When you don't come, nobody will say, welcome. Toba shenti oda. Ina lo joko nyan, ina putu. Wan she ba, wan she correcto. Then, toba soro. Sister Gwen, me ban. Sister Gwen, apasua, inikan le leba soro. That's a free fall. In other words, you are always right. In other words, you know everything. But when the Lord loves you, he give you some pain. He will give you some discomfort. He will withhold for a while some of the blessing. That is love. Free fall. Before you say, God, I need car. Free fall. God, I need business. Otini contract man free fall. God needs to trust you before the blessing can come. So in building your world, one of the things that God demands from you as you use the world is again to serve. Let me give you a good example of that. I'll be rounding up. A good example of that is, you know, when Nehemiah and the people were building, the Bible says they were building with one hand and they carried the weapons of war on the other hand. You know why? Because of Sanballat and Tobias, you know? So, they were busy. That is the picture of what I want you to see this morning. You are building your world with one hand and with the other, you are serving. I want you to see four areas on which you can make your life count. Number one, make God the center of your life. Let God be the center. You know what the Bible says here about David? He said he served his generation by the will of God, not by his own will. Not about what he wants. So the first thing I demand of you and God does this year, let God be the center of focus. If you are here this morning, you are not born again. You are not even in the bracket of what I'm saying. There's no way you can serve the man that you don't know. There's no way you can serve God that you don't know. Shall I give you an opportunity to be born again or rededicate your life? So make God the center. Do you remember the man in the Bible that he did some business and God blessed the business? He thought that it was his knowledge of agronomy, you know, or his knowledge of modern technology, greenhouse, farmhouse. He has forgotten that Isaac sowed in the land, he reaped hundredfold, and God blessed him. God blessed him. And so he had plenty. And then he carried a sofa. He sat on it and crossed his leg. I said, wow, I've arrived. You know, some of us, we do that sometimes. I've arrived. Crossed his leg. He said, I'm going to pull down this one. I'm going to build another one that is bigger. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And suddenly, he had a voice. Not to worry. Don't trouble yourself tonight. End has come. He returned. May you never hear that voice in Jesus' name. Somebody here, God bless him with some business. Even before the money came. He said, Pastor, when the money comes, I'm going to do this. And when the money came, I saw a lot. I saw tithes. I know the amount. So, I reckoned the tithe. And then, not only that, I saw the project account, which he promised. He said, Pastor, me too. He was not part of the original people I called. He said, Pastor, if I got that money, I'm going to do my home. Those are kind of people God will reckon with. And he said to me, Pastor, I'm going to do more. The moment I have the balance, I'm going to do more. Let God be the center. God said to him, he said today, he didn't talk about tithes. He didn't talk about giving to the needy. He didn't talk about giving to anybody. He said, I. Along there, so this will be dangerous to the kingdom. May you not be dangerous to the kingdom of God. The way some of us live our lives is like that. Some of you get, even some people in this church, is the church paying you and you are not paying tithes. That confession, because only condition, because Mori Tenka Tenfo, you know, you talk about Titus. Only condition, how can a church pay you and you are not paying tithe to that church? How will that church pay you the next month? Is it not common sense? Because the church is paying you from offering, from everything that comes in. Ogba, owa coin. Owa ni eh, pastor ogba amuna gbogbo etan tithe oyo. How do you want to? Because you are going to be paid next month from the same church. And you didn't pay your tithe. So, church enter ota omi ati kokin. Tin ta ba se tan sin na ni atun ni e da ko esan offering o, esan tithe o, iwo osan ti e. Owa gbenu oke eh. Ohun do de ojokoro si end of the month de o salary. Bo lo se ri salary. Awon to san tithe, se awon lo ri meji ni. Eh? Do you know one Proverbs? Check it out. Proverbs 37, verse 17. He said, Obefan la bata. So let God be at the center of your life. That's the first point. Number two, I want to say this year, please walk in love. And to crown that, please, everybody write down 1 Corinthians 13, go and study at home. You see the future, so walking in love. Please, walk in love. For your own sake, for the sake of the body, and for you to be a blessing. Like I was talking to choir yesterday, you can't minister if you don't love. You can't. What made Jonah to end up in the belly of the fish, could he walk in love? He thought that city deserved destruction. But God wants to minister repentance. He thought the city, everybody should die. But God sent him to go and minister life. But because he hated them, he said, I'm not going. So he was going to destroy himself and he was going to destroy the city. Listen, Your life cannot amount to much if you don't walk in love. Some of those people that said that bless some people in this church, church, you want him, one. Sister Comfort are giving job to two people. Church, you look at day one. Church, you, okay? Church, you need. One of them just said, look, oh, this guy's finishing NYC, please, a job. I didn't know she took it seriously. The person has a job. Talk about job, a lady, salary, to one be colleague. They are not going to pay in that salary. You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, walk in love. Because I said, Pastor, I have a cousin too. I have an aunt. You know? When Sister Gwen was giving money, and he can she shout to Funiestra. Yes, people. He came from a family that I know it's our family. The family is big. Only Lord, what cousin, auntie, uncle, Kofunche. But they said, Pastor, that's what she said to me. Olojo Kwetin Bankuro. Only Pastor, you said that you must consider members of the church first. Those are the people that are going up. He quoted me. She lived, she's older than me. But she lived with that instruction. He said, Pastor, you said. And she's following it. And we have people constructing for her today. We have people that have done some jobs. And I thank God, all of them good feedback. All of them good. I said, please give them. Let's see. Good feedback. She has fantastic words to say about Brahmu Iwana. You know me doing bad yet. Even though somebody somewhere wanted to kill him, you know, but that's life. A little there. But the one in this church, I'm glad. Walk in love. Don't walk in hate. Don't walk in revenge. Don't walk in bitterness. That is not going to help you. And that is not going to draw God towards you. God will avenge your disobedience against you when your own obedience is complete. Number three, serve God in humility. And I put humility in capital. Please, people that will give us a communion, be getting ready. Serve God in humility, because there are various ways you can serve God. You can serve God acceptably. You can serve God non-acceptably. But I want you to serve God acceptably. The way to serve God acceptably, one of it is to be humble, serving the Lord. Serve God in humility. Some of us, we serve God complaining. Some of us, we serve God with bitterness. You've come to serve, but the reason behind your service is fault. Ah, eje lo riaza o, because Brahmu wa nye o le, o lo man ge owo wa. Eje lo, koma lo ge owo, nisi ni o lo sofu baso, koma sankwe, imi de ni kowo kwe ni mi. If you come because of that, you are serving the wrong spirit. So serve God in humility. Service will bring to you what prayers will not bring to you. Service will bring to you. Please, get committed this year to serving the Lord. My intention, that's what I was talking about ministry. My intention this year is that nobody will be in this church and will be a floater. Every single person that will be on membership lists will belong to a ministry. That's my intention. If you agree, you are corporate. Don't just come Sunday. That's not the way to build your world. You come to serve. You dirty your hand. You dirty your feet. And you'll be able to say, like Nehemiah said, he said, God, remember me for my work. And lastly, give. I want you to be a year of giving. Giving not in terms of money. I will ask money too. eba so pe pastor owo nikan lo mo nbe be ni. I will ask because me myself, to the glory of God, I'm a giver, and I know what has changed in my life. So if I want to force you to be a giver, oh, let's do it together. But not necessarily money. You have so many things that you can give. Listen, please, I'm rounding up. You have so many things you can give. Your finances is one. We'll be having, you know, PSA Partners Club very soon. I'm going to get 20, 25 people. And this year, I'm going to tell them what they will give to church. You understand? It's going to be instruction. Between February and December 31st, you must have given this. If you want to be part of it, let me know. Do you understand that? But you have what you can give that is more than money. Give your life for the service of God. I always say to people that the best you can give to God is your life. Because the best that God gave to us is his life. That was what he gave. The best he gave is his life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to a life of sacrifices. I want to bring you to the altar of slaughter, where yourself is killed, where your pride is killed. It is an altar of slaughter. Whatsoever will not make you to amount to anything in the hand of God, let us kill it. Present yourself to the altar. And let yourself be slaughtered. He said that I might decrease and Christ will increase in me. The best you can give to God is your life the way you are. Just come. Don't say, but pastor, I want to achieve sanctification before I come. No. Pastor, I want to achieve holiness. Oh, pastor, you don't know my secrets. God cannot accept me. Leave your secret. You just come. Present yourself first. And God will begin to butcher. God will begin to take. Sometimes, God might dislodge you here so that you can be useful. Please give to God this year. Give your life. You know, another thing that you can give that is more than money, your time. Give your time. God demands your time. Don't be evasive. We don't see you. You disappear. Ibole wa moti sari lo bikan. Ele man take prayer. Moti nike nikan. Koba mi take. No, don't do that. Give your time. Every service that will bring you reward. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Please come, men of God. Every service that will give you reward will be a service that is offered on opportunity for God. That's what we give you, guys. In other words, every service that you deliberately chose to give, deliberate, that's what we bring you, blessing. I want us, as we take communion this morning, to please rededicate our life to his service. Rededicate your life. Promise him your time. Promise him your resources. Say to him, whatsoever you ask of me, Lord, help me to do it. I'm willing. And say, Lord, I'm available. I'm available. Use me. Lead me. Guide me. I'm available. Those are the two legs on which you will stand. And blessing will come to you this year. As you are building using words, so also you are available serving the Lord. Do anything. Don't withhold. Sometimes that money is meant for something else. When a call is made, and say, God, opportunity for God. This money, I wanted to use it for this. But I will use it for your work. I have a party that I need to go, but I'm going for my ministry meeting. This money that is left, I want to use it to eat in the night, but I will use it for transport to church. Those are the services that God will value, not services of convenience. I call us to the altar of slaughter. Let self be destroyed. Let Christ alone be left. As you take this morning, just dedicate. And as you dedicate yourself to God's service, you find out that things that will make service of God difficult or impossible, they will be broken. If it's sicknesses, they will disappear. At the moment, say, Lord, I dedicate my spirit, my soul, and my body to you. Sickness will disappear. Pain will go. If you can just say that deliberately and mean it, you find out that healing will come to your body. You find out deliverance will come. Change will break. In fact, for some of us, doors will be open as you take that prayer of dedication. Father, we use this item as a tool for the contact of the Spirit. Through it, reach us. Through it, change us. Through it, heal us. Through it, let our purpose be lived. We give you praise in Jesus' name. I want to pray for everybody now. Just lift your hands before you. Now, these are not going to force you, but I want you to say in your own words, your commitment to God. Say it the way you want to say it. Lifting your hand, stretching it, is a sign of surrender. So if you are not serious with your commitment, don't bother to lift your hands. Kawo remorare. Do you understand? But I want to encourage you. Make a commitment. When you make the commitment, heavens will help you. God will help you. Spirit will help you. Just say to God, God, I haven't been serious in this area. You know the area. Some of us, we struggle to read the Bible. Some of us, we struggle to pray. So you know. And say, Lord, help me. And then say, this year, I want to be a servant. I'm your son. But I don't want to be a son alone. I want to be a servant. I say, in this church, I want to serve you. I want to serve you acceptably. I want to serve you with humility. I want to serve you with my life, with my resources, with my time. And those of you who have been involved in a level of service, and say, Lord, help me to do much more. I say, Father, let your spirit continue to work in me to will and to do. I don't want to die on the road. I don't want to give up. And then round up your commitment and say, Father, this year, as I build my world through your word, remember me for my service sake. You round it up that way. Say, Lord, remember me for my service. Remember me for my service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you do that, you have a fresh anointing come upon you. Some of you, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. Even without confession, you receive a fresh anointing. You receive a touch. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Eyi to kula ye mi baba. Mu mi lo fogore. Mu mi lo fogore. Mu mi lo funshere. Eyi to kula ye mi baba.
Baba.
If you don't know the song, don't bother. The age we shall hear, well done, welcome, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Now be the utterance. Our service will be acceptable, our service will be acknowledged, and our service will bring joy. We bring joy to the kingdom. Heaven will recognize our service. Heaven will recognize our service. Eternity will recognize our service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen.